Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The man charged with phoning in several threats to the missing and exploited children's hotline appeared in federal court today. We'll tell you what we learned.
The man known as the QAnon Shaman wants a new title, the new role Jacob Chansley hopes to fill. And it's cloudy right now, but these clouds are not what's going to bring us rain this week. We're looking at a different system that'll bring us some showers for Friday. I'll show you the timeline.
A man who's accused of threatening a mass shooting at a daycare in Cary will stay in federal custody. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Within the last hour, Kevin Douglas made his first appearance before a judge. WRL's Matt Talhelm is live in Raleigh with what we've learned during that court hearing about his mental health. Matt?
Yeah, Renee, you know, inside federal court here, you can't take a camera inside, so it's back to notes and papers here. I was inside that courtroom when all of this went down here. A federal judge ordering Douglas to undergo a mental health evaluation in this case before the case can move forward. Now, the judge said the last time the 46-year-old underwent a mental health evaluation was back in 2016. That's the same year he was convicted for threatening the British embassy in Washington. The judge said Douglas has repeatedly been diagnosed with schizophrenia. And Cary police arrested Douglas earlier this month at the extended stay hotel on Weston Parkway. The FBI says Douglas made 9 threats to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, some of those threatening to shoot children at a daycare across the street. Investigators believe that may have been the Bright Horizons daycare he was talking about. That is right across from the hotel here. Now, Douglas will undergo this mental health evaluation and then face a judge back in here for a competency hearing to determine if he is, in fact, competent to stand trial. His defense attorneys, they're asking that that happen within 30 days from today, because that can be a lengthy process that would keep him behind bars even longer through this process without that help. So they're asking for that to happen in 30 days. The judge says they'll just have to see if that can happen in that time frame before he comes back to court here.
Keeping us up to date on this case, Matt Talhelm, live in Raleigh. Thanks.
North Carolina requires concealed carry permit applicants to take a firearms training and safety course. The state is trying to make some changes to the way those classes are conducted, and firearms instructors are pushing back on it. WRL's Shelly Jackson is in Garner, where the state is holding a public meeting about this.
This is the second public meeting about those proposed changes. The first one was held last August. That meeting was packed, and after hearing dozens of firearms instructors speak, commissioners delayed the changes and scheduled this second meeting. The commission in charge of regulating concealed carry permits say they need additional oversight after reports of a firearms training instructor who allegedly showed up to teach classes drunk or allowed people to get a concealed carry permit without proving they actually knew how to use a gun. One of those proposed changes would require instructors to submit a class roster, which firearms instructors oppose. They say that would be a gun owner's registration list. Firearms instructors say the current system has worked fine for years, and they don't understand why these changes are needing. Now, this commission is made up of political appointees, appointed mostly by the state legislature. Some folks here have brought up Josh Stein's name, but he is not a part of the commission, nor has any input into the changes. Shelly Jackson, WRAL News, Garner.
There are 2,600 firearms instructors in North Carolina.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Raleigh police say they're looking for a suspect, a man accused of robbing 2 banks on Creedmoor Road. These are the images that they have released of the man. He robbed the Truist Bank yesterday on Creedmoor Road and then First National Bank on September 18th. They have identified the suspect as a white male, approximately 25 to 30 years old, about 6 feet tall. They say if you know who this person is, if you know where he is, call police. Raleigh-based Advance Auto Parts is slashing its budget after posting a big loss. WRAL's Brian Trader has a look at how much the company is trying to save. Brian.
Renee, it was a rough third quarter for the auto parts retailer. Take a look at these numbers. The company lost more than $48 million in the third quarter. The company's CEO says Advance is going to cut costs that he hopes will generate at least $150 million in savings. Advance also is selling two online-focused business units. One executive is leaving the company, but so far no other layoffs have been announced. Advance, in fact, says it's going to spend $50 million of that cost savings to help retain frontline employees. Shares dropped on news of that third quarter loss, but prices have rebounded this morning. Renee?
Brian, thanks for that update. Wall Street is seeing gains after the latest economic data out today. Let's take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average so we can tell you that producer prices are easing, inflation is trending lower, and stocks are up triple digits as of right now. Jeff.
Right now, authorities are investigating a fire at a home in Smithfield where three people were inside. Sky 5 flew over that scene in Johnston County over Longview Drive, right off Business 70. Kelsey Coffey reports everyone made it out safely thanks to smoke detectors.
A family is without a home today after an early morning fire ripped through their house. Take a look at the damage from Sky 5 video. The roof is collapsed. Only the chimney is left standing. Smithfield Fire Chief Jeremy Daughtry says the fire started at the back of the home just before 4 o'clock this morning. This is video of fire crews fighting those flames. Three people were inside. All of them escaped. One has a minor injury and another was taken to the hospital as a precaution. Chief Daughtry says the family heard their smoke alarm while they were sleeping. And that's what alerted them about the fire.
We talk about the importance of checking your smoke detectors, making sure we change batteries twice a year, testing them monthly. And this is a prime example of why we want to do that.
No word yet on what caused the fire, but fire crews on scene say this looks like it was an accident. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Smithfield.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a mother of three who was shot and killed last week in Knightdale will be laid to rest on Friday. This is Shanaka Earth. She leaves behind a husband and three children. Her funeral service will be on Friday at Lee Funeral Home Chapel that is in Raleigh. A GoFundMe page has also been set up. We have a link to that on our website. That's WRAL.com.
Rain is likely Friday as we get ready for the weekend. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at the timeline for that and whether or not this system will affect the Raleigh Christmas Parade.
It looks like we might see rain today. We take a look at Warrenton here. All the gray skies have been with us all night, all morning, and will be with us the rest of the day today. But this is not the same system that's going to bring us the rain on Friday. Let's jump on out here and talk about what's happening. The clouds that we're seeing right now are coming from this low that's in the Gulf of Mexico, and you can see that it's streaming across South Carolina and Virginia, even up closer to New York. But the rain is well to our south of Atlanta right now. So we're going to watch a different system that's going to develop off the coast of Florida. And this is one that's going to bring us that chance for rain tomorrow or on Friday. In the meantime, tomorrow is going to be a dry day. We'll see partly cloudy skies. Temperatures begin to warm up a little bit, and it'll be a mild day on Friday. This is Friday at 8 a.m., and you can see mainly clear skies. You can see a little bit of light, patchy rain that shows up around 3 o'clock all the way through about 7 or 8 o'clock, and then that low zips up the coast and takes the rain with it. There's also a cold front that'll move into the mountains, but that one looks like it's going to fizzle, and so there's really not going to be anything left for Saturday morning. At least that's the way this version of Futurecast is looking now. So expect increasing sunshine through the day Saturday. It is going to be windy. That could be an issue for some of the parade balloons. We're looking at breezy conditions at around 10 o'clock in the morning, but we'll see increasing sunshine. Temperatures, of course, at parade start time will be upper 50s to low 60s. The parade starts at 9:30. Our coverage begins at 9 o'clock. For Saturday evening events, it's looking good. We're going to see skies continuing to clear, and it does stay mild during the day on Saturday. After that, we see some cooler temperatures and a better chance for rain early next week. I'll show you a first look at that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. A great service is coming your way this afternoon when federally licensed tax professionals will answer your tax planning questions for free. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur is live in our studio to connect you with Tax Pros On Call. Keely, what a valuable resource.
It's the best day of the year, Tax Pros. Now, taxes are confusing. There are all sorts of variables and conditions and rules. It's a lot for us to keep up with, especially when things change every year. And that's where Tax Pros On Call comes in. Enrolled agents are federally licensed tax professionals, and they are the ones that will be taking your calls today. They can discuss all kinds of tax planning topics. For example, just last week, the IRS announced new tax brackets to adjust for inflation, and that could put you in a different tax bracket, and it may change the way you want to approach paying taxes this year.
you know, some people don't mind paying the extra taxes. Some people want to pay it all at one time so they feel more control with their money. Some people adjust as they go. Some people pay towards it. So the only thing I would suggest to do is speak to a tax professional.
Yeah, speak to a tax professional. And you can do that by taking down this number, 919-234-5007. Phone lines will be open from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., so don't call yet. And we're going to have that number posted on WREL.com as well.
We all have to do our taxes, a way to make it less taxing for sure. Keely, thank you.
Next time, dude.
Absolutely. 64 years strong, and I feel like I've been here every one of them. Look at the assembly line here, the Hellenic Center that's going on here at the Greek Orthodox Church. Coming back, we're going to show you some of the charities that this spaghetti helps in this community.
Also, the online shopping season is upon us, and that means a porch pirate alert. How much money and merchandise will be on your doorsteps?
Plus, a quarterly tourism report is out for Wake County at 12:30. Find out what makes us such a popular destination for visitors.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
If you live in Fayetteville, there's a good chance you're going to have spaghetti for dinner tonight. That's because the 64th annual World's Largest Spaghetti Dinner is going on. As usual, WRL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays is right in the thick of things. He's live inside the kitchen where those meals are being dished out. Gilbert?
Well, I'm not in the kitchen yet, Jeff, but I will be here. This is where you pick up your meals here. Let me take you back in the kitchen since you said that's where we're going to be. And this is where the assembly line is going on right here. They're trying to sell 10,000 spaghetti dinners today. And you can see they're wide open right here with an assembly line with the spaghetti and the sauce, the meat sauce. And Jerry, I'm not going to even try to pronounce your last name. Tell everybody your last name and how much stuff you're actually putting together here.
Anagnostopoulos. Jerry Anagnostopoulos. And we're preparing for 10,000 meals this year. Hopefully we'll sell anywhere between 8 and 10.
Well, you've been doing this for 64 years here. I know not you personally, but it started, how did it start?
It started as funds to help build the church, and then obviously the Hellenic Center after that. And now, because we still have continued over the years, we donate to a lot of different charities and foundations around Cumberland County and Fayetteville.
You know, the cost of doing this has really gone up. We're going to talk about that a little later on in our show later today. But just give us an example of how much the profit margin has changed because of the price of food.
Yes, sir. That definitely, the profit margin has changed a lot. I mean, we're looking hopefully to make anywhere between $3 to $4 off each one. You know what I mean? It's to help out the different foundation stuff. It's been very challenging the last couple years.
All right, Jerry, we appreciate you. He's the co-chairman here, and he's got work to do. Get back to work. You can see I'm dressed here. I'm supervisor. There's no spaghetti sauce on me because I'm supervising. And this is the one day of the year that they call me Gilbert Bezopoulos so I can get back here in the kitchen and participate with what's going on here. Again, they're going to be doing this from now to 8 o'clock tonight, and the spaghetti dinner's $10.
Yes, sir.
You look like this. You're going to take a family four out. Cost you $40. You can't eat in a restaurant. And this recipe is the world famous secret recipe from Luigi's. Okay? You can't get this for $10, okay? All right. I want to sell some cars. What else can we do today here?
Jesus is the reason.
Okay.
Easy on the taste
exactly
testing,
right,
though, because that's all for a good cause, and we appreciate them being there again. Thanks, Gilbert.
The British Supreme Court unanimously ruled that a government plan to deport some asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful. A previous high court decision in December 2022 ruled Rwanda could be considered a safe third country to send some asylum seekers who arrived in the UK illegally. Today's ruling by the Supreme Court said the government's plan opened up the risk of persecution for asylum seekers if they were returned to the country they tried to leave. The man known as the QAnon Shaman has reportedly disavowed the movement, and now he wants a new title, Congressman. The man who wore an outlandish getup in one of the faces of the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021, is preparing to toss his horns, if you will, into the race for Arizona's 8th District. Jacob Chansley served a portion of a 41-month prison sentence before being released to a halfway house in March.
As a felon, he is ineligible to vote, but not to serve in Congress. He can run for Congress, but he filed a statement of interest last week to run as a libertarian.
For more than a century, researchers have known that women outlive men. Now, a new report finds U.S. men die nearly 6 years before women. That's the largest gap since 1996. Researchers found the pandemic was the biggest factor in this gap, and as the deadly disease disproportionately took a toll on men, that spread those numbers. Prior to the pandemic, unintentional injuries, diabetes, suicide, homicide, and heart disease were the main factors in expanding the life expectancy gap. Future research could help to reverse this trend. Many Americans say they're confident scientists have the public's best interest in mind, but still, a growing number signaled they trust science less since the start of COVID-19. A new report from the Pew Research Center found 57% of adults say science has a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 8 percentage points since November of 2021. The survey also found Republicans had less confidence in scientists than Democrats.
Online shopping is expected to surge again this holiday season, and so is the risk of your packages being stolen. More than $74 billion worth of packages could be left on Americans' doorsteps this season. We'll do the math for you. That comes to just about $300 a household. Many people plan to take some sort of action to prevent any porch theft. More than 30% will use tracking technology. 20% say they'll rely on their home security cameras. And another 20% will ask neighbors to watch or collect their packages. Santa's sleigh may be a little lighter this year as people are buying fewer toys. Business experts say people are focusing their spending on food and household staples instead of toys this holiday season. Families may not be able to afford some of the most popular gifts of the year. Some companies are expecting sales to drop 10 to 12% from the previous year as a result.
We're exactly 1 week away from the kickoff of the Triangle's newest walk-through holiday light event. Woolies Winter Wonderland starts next Wednesday and runs till New Year's Eve. Tickets are going fast for some of the attractions, so don't delay. More than 13,000 lights covering 4 miles will transform the stands at the DBAP into a fantastic light show. To purchase tickets, you can visit DurhamBulls.com. Hopefully we get some decent weather days all throughout that stretch so folks can get out there and see those lights.
And today we have decent weather. We do have a lot of cloud cover out there that's keeping our temperatures on the cooler side. Elizabeth Gardner with a look at what's happening out there.
You know, as gray as it's been all day, I'm sure people are probably wondering, is it going to rain? It's not going to rain out of this system. But as we talked about at the beginning of the newscast, there is one coming that's likely to bring us a little bit of rain. We'll talk about some of those totals that we could see with that system coming up in just a little while. But it's not looking like a whole lot. Of course, this is a look at North Hills right now, 57 degrees. So it's cool. It's gray. We're looking at temperatures only climbing into the low 60s, which is almost 10 degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday. And of course, yesterday we had the sunshine to go along with it. So it was a lovely day. Today is actually feeling like a November day. 56 is our temperature in Fayetteville. It's 58 in Clinton, 57 up in Goldsboro and Durham, 56 in Southern Pines. So we're pretty uniform in the mid to upper 50s with that deck of clouds. And our temperatures right now are running about 7 or 8 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday. Looking at 62 for the high this afternoon in Raleigh, 61 in Durham and 65 degrees in Fayetteville. If you're headed out to the Canes game, what you see is what you get. We're not looking at rain, but it is going to be pretty chilly out there. If you're going to be out around 5 or 6 o'clock doing some tailgating, temperatures will be in the mid-50s. And when the game is over, temperatures will be in the mid-40s. So chilly out there. Our normal high temperature, though, is 63. As we go through November, we see a big drop from the beginning of the month to the end of the month in terms of our normal high. We'll drop it down to around 60 for our normal by the time the month is over. But 70 tomorrow and 72 on Friday. That may sound great, but we're going to see some showers on Friday. Again, here's a look at the big picture. This high pressure system continues to funnel in a northeasterly flow, which is why we're pretty chilly today. We have this low feeding some clouds in and some showers, but those are down in the deep south. We take a look at our first real look at our short range, our high resolution computer models. We'll kick this off first thing on Friday morning. This version of FutureCast is showing partly cloudy skies in the morning. As we head into the afternoon, we start to cloud things up. So we'll pause it there at noon. There could be a few isolated showers right after lunchtime. You can see the coverage there isn't huge. But once we get into the evening, we have a wave of some showers that move through. Now, there are, of course, a number of tree lighting ceremonies that are on Friday. Some of those could be a little wet. There's 6:45, 7 o'clock with those showers. Here's a look at the big picture with that. We're looking at this low developing, starting to push some of that rain in. And that rain, again, is likely to develop mid to late afternoon. And then the low moves on out and we dry out overnight. And right now it looks like we should be fairly dry for Saturday. So that's definitely good news for the Christmas parade. It may be the balloons that have the biggest issue with the breezy conditions. We can see gusts 20 to 25 miles per hour. So we'll see how that wind is making things a challenge on Saturday. Looking at temperatures, parade start time around 60, ending up in the mid 60s. Saturday's tree lightings at Fenton and North Hills. Temperatures look good with temperatures at 6 o'clock around 60 degrees. Once we get into the first week of Thanksgiving, we're looking at below normal temperatures, and that's likely to continue, of course, for a while. Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday are looking wet with much cooler temperatures. We'll take a look at how much rain we can see Friday and into early next week coming up.
We'll be looking at it. Thanks, Elizabeth. Two bomb threats at one Wake County high school in less than a week. Tonight on our evening news, how investigators were able to trace the threats and link them to calls made by someone more than 800 miles away.
And culinary classes in prison helped one felon discover a new passion. How he turned that passion into a profession that's helping others chart their own path to success. Those stories and more when you join us on WRAL starting at 4. Uber is taking steps to protect drivers from dishonest customers out for a quick buck. The new policy meant to combat abusive riders.
Plus, some might call a stunt by a late night talk show host bird-brained, but it actually worked. How comedian John Oliver helped one species win a coveted title.
Welcome back. You're looking live at the WRL Azalea Gardens and watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Starting today, buying alcohol on a Southwest flight will cost you more. All liquor will increase from $7 to $9. Beer options will go up $1 to $7, and wine will cost $8 instead of $6. Southwest says the increases come as it tries to keep their fares affordable.
YouTube is rolling out new labels that let viewers know when they're watching content from creators generated by artificial intelligence. Creators who fail to meet the new policy could be suspended from the revenue sharing program, and the content will be removed. The company says it must balance the opportunity for creativity with AI and the responsibility to protect its community. The changes will take effect next year. Uber is tackling issues over users giving poor ratings to get a refund. The company is making changes to increase protections for drivers and food deliverers. Uber says its new system will identify users who make false complaints in hopes of getting their money back. The company will also remove those bad reviews. Uber says it tries to promote safety for everyone, but understands some people can make false accusations.
Tourism in Wake County rebounds to nearly pre-pandemic levels. We'll drill down on the numbers in our next half hour.
Plus, you'll likely see lots of TSA service dogs this holiday travel season, but not all pups qualify for the training program. How you can adopt canines who are just too nice for that job. And hear your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
New numbers out today show Wake County is an increasingly popular destination for visitors. Visit Raleigh released its tourism industry report for the last 3 months. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with a look at what's driving the data into positive territory. Ken.
Renee, this is some really good news. The numbers tell the story from July to September and the events that drew thousands of people to Wake County. We're talking about events like the IBMA World of Bluegrass Conference and Festival that attracted more than 100,000 visitors. Also also GalaxyCon Raleigh in all its colorful and magical glory. About 41,000 attendees over 4 days, and it's just a couple of events. Now, by the numbers, hotel lodging tax collections up 18%, totaling more than $28 million the last 3 months. Food and beverage tax collections up more than 11%, $33 million plus dollars, and more than 76,000 people visited Wake County for events like tournaments, conferences, and festivals. Wake County leaders expect more positive news over the next 3 months, with more than 130 events planned that could generate $81 million in direct economic spending, Renee.
Ken, thank you.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, the Wake County Animal Center says they are extending their closure until at least the end of the month. This because of a recent canine influenza outbreak. The center first paused their services on October 6th to help control the outbreak. Now they say they are extending it until the end of the month. The center is also reaching out to rescue organizations, both local and from out of state, to assist relocating some of their dogs. They say they have dogs that have not been exposed, they have recovered dogs, and they have asymptomatic dogs that are looking for homes right now. The center has 144 dogs and 3 puppies in the building. 4 have died since the initial closure on October 6th.
There's no good time for that, especially now at the end of the year. Today, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet for a talk that the Biden administration hopes will improve diplomacy between the countries. Biden and Xi will meet at an estate just outside San Francisco. They're expected to talk about issues including climate change, drug trafficking, and the conflicts in Israel and Ukraine. The wars are one of the many reasons tensions between the U.S. and China have been escalating. This will be the second time Biden has met in person with Xi since taking office. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are likely welcoming the long Thanksgiving break as tensions on the Hill rise. Late Tuesday, the House passed a short-term spending bill that's expected to help avoid the looming deadline at the end of the week. The bill, which now heads to the Senate, keeps the government funded through early next year. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy last month, claims McCarthy struck him in the kidney while he was being interviewed.
There are dumb days on Capitol Hill, and there are dumber days on Capitol Hill. And this is one of the dumbest I've seen in quite a long time.
Okay, that's fine.
Hearings in the Senate also growing heated when Teamsters President Sean O'Brien and Oklahoma Senator former MMA fighter Mark Wayne Mullen nearly turned a health committee hearing into a cage match.
All lanes of I-40 East near Gorman Street in Raleigh are back open after a deadly motorcycle crash closed all 4 lanes for about 2 hours early this morning. WRAL's breaking news tracker was there as State Highway Patrol investigated. We know one person was injured. We don't know the extent of injuries. Police are searching for the person who shot and killed a 19-year-old who's been missing for nearly 3 weeks. Samar Barber was found in the back seat of a car on Walnut Drive in Morrisville Monday night. It's unclear how long his body was in the car.
Smart tax planning can help you make the most of your money, and 5 on Your Side is connecting you with tax planning information later today with Tax Pros On Call. Keely Arthur is live with us in studio right now on how to take advantage of this free, very valuable service.
Hi, Jeff. 5 on Your Side has partnered with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents to take your calls and questions about tax planning. This starts at 4 p.m. today. You can call in and ask a wide range of questions. For example, we've reported on people struggling with medical debt. If you've had a serious illness or injury and spent a lot on hospitals and doctor visits, a tax pro can help you figure out if you're eligible to deduct some of those medical expenses.
Bills exceeding 7% of your adjusted gross income, so you want to take advantage of that. So I would say itemized is always better, but standard if you can't.
Again, you have to wait until 4 p.m. to call in and speak with a tax pro, but you can take down this number right now, 919-234-5007. Phone lines will be open until 7 p.m. You can really call about anything tax planning related. We're also going to post that number up on our website.
Valuable number, great information. The information always changes, so it's good to be up on. Keely, thank you.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, following some breaking news out of Durham, we're getting word of about 1,700 power outages. Duke Energy's map shows this area just above 40. They're showing about 1,783 customers without power at this time. We actually have Sky 5 over the scene of what appears to be a car crash. You can see here, it appears that there are poles on the ground, the power lines there as well. Looks like a utility truck has the front end kind of smashed in there. This is a live pick. Again, more than 1,700 customers without power right now. This is breaking news. As soon as we get any additional information on this, we will bring it to you in the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. A new set of digital instant lottery games gives players a chance to win instantly without having to scratch off a ticket. Here's how it works. Users must create an account or sign in through the lottery's website. Next, they supply their name, phone number, birth date, and last four digits of their social security number. Then users must deposit money into their account. The games are like slot machines. Players could win up to $150,000 with some of the games. Our teacher of the week is in her fifth decade of teaching. Why she says she has no plans to retire.
And we'll give you a sneak peek at the floats making their debuts in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We love that you're watching our newscast right now. Remember, you can watch WREL News live anytime on WREL.com or on the WREL app on your streaming device. Many people work for decades with one thing in mind, retirement. But WRL's Brian Schrader honors our Teacher of the Week, who says she has no plans to leave.
Page nine.
Billy Key knows her way around a classroom.
This is my 52nd year.
Almost all of that time has been at Harnett County's Benhaven School, which became today's Benhaven Elementary School. Key is teaching third graders, and she says this is still a lot of fun.
You give me a book that I can read to them, a really good book that has good literature in it. There's nothing I like more than sharing that book with them.
Key says in many ways, teaching is a 24/7 job.
You might not actually be doing anything, but they're right here. You're thinking about them on Saturdays and Sundays, you know, nighttime, whenever, you know, you're thinking about them.
And she has no plans to stop.
As long as I can feel like I'm making a difference, I'm here.
Congratulations to Billy Key, WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Aw, you just want to give her a hug, don't you? If you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Thanksgiving is next week, can you believe that? And Christmas, be right behind it. Travel and hospitality experts say it's never too early to start planning your trips. So, how can you reduce your headaches with a few smart travel tips? And if you missed out on your chance to purchase tickets for the Holiday Express in Raleigh, we have you covered. How you can win a family pack to this year's event.
AAA's Thanksgiving travel forecast is out, and the agency predicts one of the busiest holiday periods on record.
We have a live look at RDU International, where the TSA and airlines are preparing for what could be record numbers. Ted Linder shares some key advice you should know when booking a flight, rental car, or hotel room.
With Thanksgiving next week and Christmas right around the corner, travel and hospitality experts say it's not too early to start planning your trips for the holiday season.
Travel is going to be up this year. We have almost half of Americans planning to travel this holiday season.
AAA estimates more than 55 million people will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving, more than a 2% increase from last year, which would make this the third highest Thanksgiving travel period since AAA began tracking.
We don't have travelers that are concerned with as many health and safety issues. People are traveling farther and longer this season, and that might be a reflection of their confidence in being able to travel without concern.
But with scores of people about to embark on their holiday journeys, Lauren Duffy of Clemson University says your best bet to make travel less hectic is to try and book your trips on off-peak days.
Thanksgiving because it's a short window of a holiday. Always that Wednesday before and Sunday after are your busiest travel days possible by car, by flight. Monday before and Friday after Thanksgiving might actually bring about really great cost savings. The same can be said for Christmas and other holidays this winter.
If your holiday travel will involve a road trip,
gas prices are steady, which is a great sign going into the season. And if you are planning to rent a car, prices are down about 17% from last year.
Finally, when it comes to securing a hotel room,
you need to book that as soon as you possibly can. Right now, prices are good, and they look like they'll stay that way for this season.
That's Ted Lidner reporting. Some dogs are just not cut out for government work, but they still need a loving home. So the canine adoption program in San Antonio, Texas, lets pups not suited to be TSA canines get adopted into loving homes. These dogs are either too rambunctious or just plain too nice for the difficult job of keeping people safe when they travel. Interested families have to meet a list of requirements like having a fenced-in yard and no intentions of moving for about 6 months.
Tickets to Holiday Express at Raleigh's Pullen Park sold out within minutes, but you can win a family pack of tickets. WRAL's Holiday Express Sweepstakes is giving five lucky families an extra dose of holiday cheer. Experience the magic of holiday lights, train rides, Santa's toy shop, and more at one of Raleigh's favorite holiday events. Visit WRAL.com/contests for more information and watch WRAL Morning News at 6 a.m. to see if you're a winner. The first winner will be announced this Friday. WRAL is a proud sponsor of Holiday Express. And right there at Pullen Park, every day in December, guaranteed 100% chance for snow. Yes.
They will make it happen.
Right. Beautiful now, flurries.
We are just socked in with these clouds today. No doubt about it. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center. How long will they last here?
You know, it kind of looks like snow. You know when it's going to snow around here? Of course, I don't know. It hasn't snowed around here in a couple of years. But, you know, it gets just that gray, almost white look to the clouds. But we're not quite cold enough for that. And we're not looking at rain for today or tomorrow, but yes, Friday. And we're going to walk through Futurecast with you again. We take a live look at Goldsboro. There's Fayetteville, our newsroom there on Hastings Street, Apex in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant here in Chapel Hill. It's gray everywhere. We're looking at the clouds coming from this system that's along the Gulf Coast, and that is pushing some cloud cover our way. There are a few potential holes in the clouds. You might see a little break of sunshine here and there, but it's not likely to last too long. We're following a cold front that's up to our north and west. That's going to come swinging through on Friday, but it loses a lot of its moisture as it comes across the mountains. This is a look at Friday morning. It's possible that early in the morning we'd see a little bit of sunshine, but we'll cloud up pretty quickly as our coastal low develops and moves off the coast. So that's 8 a.m. on Friday. We'll pause it at lunchtime. We're looking pretty cloudy at that point. Early afternoon, we have the potential for just a few isolated showers. But late afternoon and evening, we start to see some of that rain filling in about the time that front moves on past us. There's 5 o'clock, a little bit of light patchy rain, and 7 o'clock. And that's as far as our high-resolution model goes. It goes about 48 hours out into the future. So make sure you tune in to Cat and Mike this evening. And, of course, to meet tomorrow morning, we'll have the latest run that goes out a little bit farther and takes a look at what happens on Saturday. For the Friday tree lightings, you can see a little bit of light patchy rain. So that's going to be downtown Raleigh right in front of Memorial Auditorium, Waverly Place in Cary. Temperatures are going to feel nice at tree lighting time around 6 o'clock or so. Expect mid-60s, but it will be cloudy and there could be an isolated shower. We're looking dry for the most part for the Raleigh Christmas Parade. We'll watch. We still have, you know, some more runs at the computer models to analyze before we get to Saturday morning, but we are trending drier. We're also trending breezy. We can see some gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour. That could be an issue for the balloons. I don't know what the criteria is for wind, when it's too windy for them to actually fly the balloons, but that could be an issue. Of course, our parade coverage starts at 9. We'll see a temperature of around 60. The parade begins at 9:30 and is over at around lunchtime. Temperatures at that point will be in the mid-60s. We have a 30% chance of rain on Friday. We're dry Saturday and Sunday, but then we're looking at the chance of some rain on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Friday's rain is going to be pretty light, a tenth to a quarter of an inch, but we have the potential to see a good bit more rain late Monday into Tuesday and Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll end up with a half an inch, maybe even an inch of rain as we see a couple of days worth. Now, that system that's going to develop off the coast to bring us some rain on Friday has a very small chance of becoming tropical, a 10% chance. And then the system in the Caribbean that we've been watching for the last 4 or 5 days, days. Had a 70% chance. It's back down to a 50% chance. Take a look at the temperatures. Looking milder for tomorrow with a bit more sunshine, a high of 70, 72 on Friday, but cloudy with that chance of late day showers. Temperatures begin to fall over the weekend. By Sunday, it looks sunny, but we'll see a high of 60, and we're in the 50s next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, for that week before Thanksgiving.
Won't be long now. Thanks, Elizabeth. New Zealand's new bird of the century edged out the iconic national bird for the crown. Why the results are ruffling some feathers among contest organizers.
But first, here's a look at your winning Mega Millions numbers. As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. A man from Carrie, who's accused of threatening to shoot children, will remain in custody. Within the last hour, Kevin Douglas made his first appearance before a judge. That judge ordered Douglas to undergo a mental health evaluation before moving forward with the case.
Raleigh police believe the same person robbed banks on Creedmoor Road in September and November. New surveillance images show a person wearing a plaid shirt, mask, glasses, and a baseball hat. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them or Crime Stoppers.
Three people made it out safely after their home caught on fire this morning. Video from Sky 5 shows major damage to that home on Longview Drive in Smithfield. Everyone inside was able to get out safely before the entire roof collapsed. Smithfield's fire chief is highlighting the importance of working smoke detectors. He says the family may not have been as lucky if their smoke detector had not woken them up.
Four new floats will debut in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And like every year, this new set of floats was conceived and crafted by the artisans of Macy's Parade Studio. This year, we will see Igniting Memories by Solo Stove, The Deliciously Delectable World of Wonka by Warner Brothers Pictures, Mutant Mayhem by Nickelodeon and Paramount, and The Palace of Sweets by Brock's. Now, Macy's Parade Studio is a design and production facility that includes carpenters, engineers, electricians, as well as costume designers and animators. Music icons Earth, Wind & Fire and Chicago are bringing their co-headlining Heart and Soul Tour for 2024. The rock and roll band and funk group will hit the road together next summer with stops in Raleigh and Charlotte in August. Tickets go on sale to the general public Friday.
The results are in, and there's a new pecking order after a contest to name the bird of the century for New Zealand. The Puteki Teki bird captured the country's title today. It is known to puke, grunt, and growl. The annual event raises awareness about the plight of the nation's native birds. But comedian John Oliver found a loophole that allows anyone from around the world to vote. The competition received a record 350,000 votes from 195 countries, which crashed the verification system. By the way, the North Island brown kiwi came in second.
Wonder if it was a close second. It's a nice rendition of it from John Oliver, though. Today we have two adorable pets of the day from Cat Angels NC. It's an inseparable duo here, Wiggly and her twin sister, Squiggly. Squiggly was named for her kinked tail. Wiggly earned her name for her lively spirit when it comes to mealtime and play. While she may not fancy being picked up as much as her sister, Squiggly, Wiggly adores post-playtime cuddles. These charming six-month-old kitties come as a pair. Their bond is unbreakable. Apply on Cat Angels' website to give Wiggly and Squiggly their forever home today.
Too cute. As holiday shopping kicks into high gear, officials are sounding the alarm on a popular toy that can pose significant health risks to little children. A look at the dangers and how to keep your child safe coming up at 4 p.m.
Sure glad that some of the clouds back here don't have any rain in them today, but we could have rain headed up as we hit the downslide towards the weekend here by Friday or so.
Yeah, it's just cooler out there, and that's what the clouds are doing, keeping our temperatures a little on the cooler side than normal. NBC News Daily is next on WREL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can always get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Have a good Wednesday.
Keep watching WRAL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.